Welcome back to the Me and Mariah podcast.
Is that how I say it?
Maybe it's more like, welcome back to the Me and Mariah podcast.
I do say that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it is the podcast where I, Taylor, lamb of, what, like 26 years or maybe more, talk to you, Blake, about all things Mariah. And you know what all three of us love? Mariah, you, me.
What?
The answer is validation. So please, lambs, if you've enjoyed listening to our podcast, don't be shy to leave us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, please.
It's that simple.
Now, to refresh the lammy listeners, last week we talked about Mariah's 1996 performance in Japan. And while we were watching it, I remember us discussing why she was so popular there. And I was telling you about how Mariah did a lot of commercials and endorsements in Japan in the 90s, more than in America at this time at least. And you had asked me why I thought that was, and I don't know if maybe I had taken too many pulls from my pen or what, because I didn't think to connect that, hello, Mariah was signed to Sony. Sony is a Japanese company.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why when Mariah and Tommy were getting divorced, she had to go over his head to the big boss in Japan. She went there all by herself and one assistant, which for Mariah, that's basically traveling alone.
Yeah.
And she told the man, look, I got to get the hell out of this company and you're the one to help me do it. And they agreed that she would deliver 4 more albums over the next 5 years and then she could be done. But her end of the bargain was that she wanted a promise from Sony that they would give her last 4 projects the same promotional push and attention that they gave her when she was married to Tommy, because she could already feel that he was trying to wrap up her career with the 90s.
Tommy was?
Yeah, and make sure that she didn't get out of there.
Mm.
And she knew that she was the biggest Sony artist in Japan. That had to mean something, and it did. And it got her a meeting that led to her freedom, at least.
She had leverage.
I mean, come on. She was the Sony mini-disc girl. The head honcho isn't going to let the face of the mini-disc just waltz out unhappy.
Good for her for standing up for herself.
And I don't know if that was her title. I'm sure the sign in front of her special parking spot at the Sony headquarters in Japan didn't say, reserved for the mini-disc girl, but hey.
Wait, for the what girl?
Mini disc.
Oh, mini disc.
It's like, okay, a beta tape. Like, why use a beta tape when you have VHS? It's the beta tape to a CD, if you will. It's like a floppy disc, but smaller, and it goes in a player and it plays your music.
Oh, is it the kind that you have to like put into something else for it to work?
Yeah. Like how you put a CD into a CD player.
No, I mean like a disc into a bigger disc.
No, it already comes pre in a floppy.
Okay. She was the mini disc girl.
Of Japan.
What?
I don't comprehend it, but I will say that I can understand a mini disc a little bit better than an NFT.
Are we going back to that now?
Well, yeah. So apparently the NFT auction for Billboard magazine.
Oh, the covers?
Yeah. It had only just begun when we were talking about it last week.
Oh my gosh. What is it at now?
Well, it closed on Thursday.
Oh.
So Mariah's cover sold for 4.25 Ethereum after 23 bids. So I don't know
that's
how many
a
people.
Lot.
Yeah, that's $10,839.37.
Yeah. To own a digital copy of something.
Mm-hmm.
That and is her, wild.
Hers was sold for the lowest amount.
Really?
Surprising to me, to say the least.
We won't harp on that.
No. Christina sold for 4.5, which that's over $11,000.
Okay. So not very much more, actually.
No, but Madonna's sold for 7, which is
almost
$18,000.
Damn.
I can't believe that.
$18,000 on an image.
Yeah.
That you can't even put up anywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I would spend $10,000 if I had it. Let's be real. I'm negative $10,000. So if anyone wants to give me $10,000 so that I could be at ground level,
should we start
that would
Patreon?
That would be wonderful. Yeah. For just $10,000 a month.
You get nothing.
Nothing that you don't already get for free. But if I had that extra $10,000 to blow, I'd blow it on something like the robe that Mariah wore in the bathtub on Cribs. Or that butterfly.
Oh, okay.
She had a butterfly microphone stand that she only used for the first night of her Elusive Chanteuse show, and then she broke it. I don't care if it's still broken.
You want the broken
I'll
one.
I'll buy it, yeah.
I could see you actually using both those things. Like, you would put them up.
And put them on.
Admire them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would even buy the chicken nugget that she held for the McDonald's commercial. That would be worth $10,000 before a digital photo of a cartoon. No offense to the artist. It's a wonderfully artistic interpretation of Mimi. So I'm sorry to that person for my criticism of the whole idea, but it's just...
It's more the concept of NFTs, I feel like.
Yeah, it feels like a crime.
No, people are willingly buying.
Yeah, consensual robbery.
You could argue a lot of things are like robbing people of their money, but we can't decide that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Some people would be like, you would pay $10,000 for a robe. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Mariah Carey got in a tub in it. Yeah. Of course.
No, I get it, but...
Anyways, what were we talking about again? Sony? Oh, yeah. Japan.
Yeah.
Mariah. Got it. I think it would be fun this week to look at some of Mariah's wild endorsement deals and partnerships, not just in Japan, but all over, because there's some pretty good ones, I will say that. She's been in her bag, in your bag, in my bag, all the bags, even the crypto bag.
Hello? You gonna make me carry the bags by myself all that way, motherfucker?
How many lambs signed up with Gemini because Mariah said so? I'm sure at least 27 of you did.
27, to be exact.
Yeah. Before we leave Japan, though, another Sony product that Mariah hawked there was the PlayStation. Sort of. It was a Nescafe and PlayStation commercial at the same damn time. Two birds, one diva. And this one is one of my favorites because it's fun. It had different segments modeled after different video games. Kind of like when she did that ad for Game of War, which I could literally watch that part of her running across a battlefield in full armor after shooting down a dragon with a flaming arrow on a 15-minute loop twice a day as therapy. It's extremely helpful to fill my serotonin tanks to the brim.
Time to be heroes, guys.
I remember you replayed that section.
Several times. Just her little, the way she's just.
She just books it.
Yeah, she's ready.
Is that how she ran off stage that one time you referenced seeing her live?
Uh-huh.
That's what I pictured.
Same bolt.
That's exactly what I pictured.
But back to the PlayStation and canned coffee ad. One of them was Mariah as a FIFA player scoring the equivalent to a touchdown, unless that's what you call it in soccer, or whatever they call soccer in Japan.
Goal.
Okay, she scores the goal, making her rival drink his Nescafe through his own tears of defeat. And she was also portrayed as a Mortal Kombat character for this commercial. Her finish him move would obviously be like a squealing high note that explodes the skull of her opponent. Seems like an opportunity missed not to give her a special move on that ad.
Yeah, agreed.
They didn't even give her lines, though.
Right, she didn't talk. She was just on screen.
Whooping it up.
Yeah.
She did do a whole lot of talking on those Eon commercials, though, back in 1998. Here, let me show you.
Sometimes the first step is the hardest. But the most important thing is just believing in yourself. Why not begin? Let words be your wings. Ariana.
I'm guessing it's some sort of Rosetta Stone. All I know is you learn English. Now, whether that's from watching a series of videotapes or playing a computer game, I couldn't tell you. But the commercials are very much like those medication commercials about how someone cured their depression and this is supposed to be a glimpse of their happy life. She's laying on the couch smiling and laughing to herself, playing with Jack, the dog. She's showing the consumer what it's like when you let words be your wings.
I think it's really important that we communicate our thoughts and our feelings with one another. So go ahead.
Yeah, she was like this calm, serene force on screen, and I just couldn't even tell what was being advertised.
Yeah, no idea.
It is very much like those commercials, though, like they're depressed, sad, and then all of a sudden they're like riding a bike through the park. Yeah. Like that's like definitely the vibe. But what I was paying attention to was her outfit. It was like so beautifully monochromatic, tan, like nudes. And it reminded me of the new that like Kim Kardashian video recently. Have you seen that? Where she's like looking through baby books.
No.
That are literal screenshots of social media posts of her children.
That's ridiculous.
Mariah did it first, basically. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. And Mariah's baby book was just online.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and you could buy the pictures for charity.
Oh, you could buy pictures of her children.
For charity. Not like regular people wouldn't buy them, but I mean like if a magazine wanted to run a story about her kids, they could get them through the website.
Well, they were going to want to source those pictures anyway, so right. I guess it's a good opportunity for her to put the money towards a good cause.
And get a good tax write-off.
That's true. Win-win.
I see fields of golden flowers shining beneath my sun. Above our misty mountains.
Well, back to Japan, the last Japanese commercial that I know of her doing was for a tea company in 2004, and she's not even in the commercial. It's just some Japanese girl drinking tea, looking all peaceful to the sound of Mariah's whisper voice. She translated and covered a Japanese song that originated like 100 years ago, sometime before 1926 is what it said when I looked it up. And Mariah's version of the song is called Misty Moon.
As the wind caresses my eyes, gazing gently at the sky, the moon inside a halo is so beautiful.
There's several Lambs that wanted this released. I even saw some mentions of the song before the Rarities tracklist was released. Lambs thinking that she might like include it or something. I'm really not surprised that she didn't. It wouldn't be bad if she did though. It's not like if Katy Perry included the Sims version of Last Friday Night on her Greatest Hits collection.
Can you imagine?
Oh yeah. Someone got Katy Perry to re-sing her entire song in the language of the Sims.
Yarny Denzel Table Doops, Ebi Duka Mimi Shoops, Hippie Kipsy Up for Goop. Yarny Denzel Table Doops, Ebi Duka Mimi Shoops, Hipsy Kiki Waka Whoop.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you couldn't pay Mariah anything. I don't think she would even do that if you offered her her own country in exchange. I have a feeling it didn't take much to convince Katy, though. She literally dances with a guy dressed as shit in her Vegas show. The bar is low, and it's been low.
You're kidding.
No.
How is that not a bigger thing?
Like
a poop emoji?
Yes.
I had a feeling it was emoji related.
With a giant toilet.
Well, I guess what else would it be? That's still, but when you think of it that way, that's ridiculous.
Bless her heart.
Anyways, but.
I know we've talked about it before, and I don't know if I've ever played it here. Mariah's original song for Pepsi.
Oh, right.
Time of Your Life. Mariah's deal with Pepsi came with her making 20 original ringtones exclusive to Motorola, and Time of Your Life was one of them. Some of the other ones were great. We've used them in our Lamb Line episodes. So, Lambs, if you haven't listened to those episodes yet, you should.
Those are some of my favorite.
And you can always call and be our next Lamb Line talker. I don't know. Storyteller.
Victim. No, really, though. They're so fun. So I want to hear from you guys. What are you thinking?
You know who the queen of Pepsi is, though?
Britney.
Thank you.
You don't even have to be pop culture well first to know that.
Yeah. She brought the joy of Pepsi into American homes through the TV. Maybe internationally. I don't know. Dancing around in that soda factory? Or the one where she's traveling through the different eras with her Pepsi bottle?
Yes.
For Those Who Think Young.
Pepsi, for those who think young.
Or for those who get off on Enrique Iglesias dressed as Caesar feeding Britney and Beyonce and Pink to the lions.
What an image.
Count me in.
Those are really cute commercials.
I know. They always get it right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Mariah's Pepsi moment again, because mm-hmm. the commercial shows a man at dinner, probably on a date, when his phone starts to ring. He's got a Mariah Carey ringtone. Who would have known?
What do you know?
And we've all been here. Of course, it's the one time that you forget to silence your phone, so now everyone wants to call. And all of a sudden, Mariah is rising out of a fountain. I'm not sure if this is some type of Osmosis Jones shit where she's supposed to be inside the phone. You know what I mean?
Wait, are you referring to that freaking cartoon? Yeah. That is such a niche reference.
Where he gets small.
That is very odd. Like, who remembers that?
Me.
Yeah, me too, but like, not really.
There's two of us.
You just like pulled it out of my head.
Yeah. Well, you know how like he's small?
Yeah.
Do you think that the commercial is Mariah inside the phone?
I don't know.
There was
what
another
is life.
This other one that she did around the same time was for Intel Centrino Duo, and it had a very similar concept. It's a man sitting in, I don't know, a library maybe, with headphones on, and all of a sudden his laptop turns into Mariah in his lap, helping him make a playlist for his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You making a playlist for your girl?
Yeah, my, our favorite songs.
You guys like this one? Maybe you could be mine.
Yeah, we like that one.
With new Intel Centrino Duo mobile technology in your laptop, your digital entertainment really comes to life.
The Intel Centrino Duo processor is just that good. She's in the room with you. So I think that was the idea with Pepsi, too.
Okay, I see what you're saying with that one. This one, though, I was just thinking, like, he's got some feelings for Mariah, clearly. Like,
he listens to her.
Trouble. And she's just, like, so casually sitting on his lap. Like,
hey, baby.
Yeah. She does that a lot.
Yeah, she likes
non-casual, casual posing.
Right. And then, so, like, for the end of the Pepsi one, she's on a motorcycle jumping over a giant Pepsi sign as fireworks explode in the background. And it cuts back to the man in the restaurant, and he's smiling, but it looks like the rest of the place just got hit by an earthquake, like a 7.8 on the scale.
Because of her voice.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll make you thirsty. Do you think Mariah has had a Pepsi in the last 30 years? Because I feel like she's more of a Coca-Cola girl.
I was going to share, like, what is it about Pepsi that gets the A-star celebrities when I'm pretty sure Coca-Cola is, like, the cola of choice between the two for, like, a huge percentage of the population.
I think you're right. I don't know. Maybe, like, they just have more money to spend.
But Coke is, like, the leading, so they obviously have more money.
Maybe they don't need to spend their money on an ad.
That's true. That's true.
That's probably what it is.
I don't see Mariah as a Pepsi gal.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you see Britney as a Pepsi gal?
Well, she did say Pepsi's Pepsi.
I really do like Pepsi.
Really? What's your favorite kind?
My favorite kind of Pepsi? Pepsi's Pepsi.
Well, you don't drink Diet Pepsi or...
No, regular Pepsi.
Maybe Britney would be into Pepsi and Mariah is more of a Coke gal, but Coca-Cola gal.
Right.
But she's done some ads that she probably doesn't actually use.
Right.
You know, like, she's done some ads for companies that she probably doesn't use herself. So who knows?
She don't need to learn English.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know damn well that Mariah did not drink a single sip of that Mariah Carey butterfly water. She poured it in her glass, touched it to her lips, maybe even her tongue. But I don't believe for a second that she let any of that actually down the gullet.
You don't think she was a part of, like, the creation process?
No. Lambs, real quick, how many of you tried this? Does anyone still have any? Please let us know. DM us, call us at 857-626-4552 because we need to know. I should try to find some online so that you can try it.
I don't think I would ever try that. How many years ago was this?
Like 8.
That's terrifying.
I know. I remember I bought it. Well, I bought several bottles down there at the Walgreens, and I don't recall liking it. And if I remember correctly, it tasted like what I imagine the juice inside those hummingbird feeders tastes like.
Oh, like sugar water.
Yeah, it's a melodic beverage inspired by the magic of Mariah Carey. It was marketed as water, but it literally had 20 grams of sugar added to each little bottle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what spring are we getting this water from, Mimi? Where are the butterfly falls from which this sugar water pours?
That shit was disgusting.
Was there a flavor or just butterfly? Literal sugar water.
It's pink and it tastes like butterfly water. I don't know how. I don't know what the flavor was.
Okay.
But it definitely gave...
Selling me on it.
Yeah, it gave everyone something to sing about, I'll tell you that. The partnership for this butterfly drink was with Inside. That's what the company was called. They were basically trying to come up with a unique technology platform that you access by purchasing a drink and scanning the bottle with your camera on your phone like a QR code. But then butterflies appear and Mariah in her black Jessica Rabbit dress that she liked wearing around this time. Exclusive content with exquisite taste, a blend of sweetness that lifts you to your high notes with every sip. In reality, all it did was lift your blood sugar.
And risk for diabetes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, what is your favorite snack? Because we were eating snacks before.
Well, Mariah was the face of Jenny Craig after being pregnant.
Yeah, that's something I did not realize. Like, I can picture so many of these Jenny Craig commercials through time. Like, we were inundated with those growing up, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I don't remember this period of time at all. When was this?
This would have been 2012, 2011.
Okay.
She debuted her post-baby body via Jenny Craig, which rebranded to just Jenny at the same time. Some of the ads are Mariah looking sexy with her slimmer figure and new belly button singing Make It Happen into an Elvis mic, but some are Mariah in conversation about weight loss with other Jenny members. Here.
Jenny, set, go.
The drama. That was very like 50 Shades. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like that style of sexy, mysterious, dark. Kind of odd for a Jenny Craig commercial. Like, she's in a cocoon trying to break out of this like glittery mesh cocoon.
Moment, yeah.
But I can see why they chose to do it that way. It was definitely very intriguing. And then the final reveal is like, oh my God, it's fucking Mariah Carey.
Right.
Do you think that if people weren't Mariah fans, would you have picked up that it was her in those first few? They obviously were trying to like build up the tension, trickle out a different series of commercials where you can't really see who it was.
Right.
And then finally the reveal that it was her.
It's announced that she's the new ambassador.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, if you didn't, would the average person know that that was Mariah? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I knew.
You knew.
I saw. That hair, trust me. That's all I need.
Yeah.
And that belly button.
You are an Audi.
It was a manufactured belly button. I don't want anybody coming for me for that, but it is what it is. And who cares?
Was it a Jenny reveal or was it a...
Well, whether Mariah actually lost weight from Jenny's food or from the magic of being rich is not important. I just love the wide variety of brand and products that she's willing to ambassador for. Mm-hmm. She did a little PSA for the American Heart Association, courtesy of Jenny. And I think that's how they got her on board to do a partnership in the first place, besides a fat check. But I bet Mariah was more comfortable doing something that related to health and not just the opportunity to be called a fatty like Kirstie Alley when she was the Jenny Craig girl. But she is a Scientologist. I'm not saying that anyone deserves to be bullied. I'm just saying she believes that she's a transcended being and aliens inhabit her body.
If you're doing something, do more.
Scientologists fascinate me and terrify me.
It's a lot.
Did you watch the Leah Remini
show? Oh yeah.
Wow. What a world.
I know. But back to Mariah. From Jenny to McDonald's. That is a verse queen.
You're so... verse queen. You're so right. Like, wow, what a range.
Remember how she wouldn't bite the chicken nugget? She just dipped it in the barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah. I'm not surprised that she's that way. Like, I feel like if she was in a TV show or a movie, like whatever, like her and food on screen, I don't know if she would dig it in any circumstance.
Well, the last time Mariah ate was in a Walker's Crisps commercial. She reportedly got $11 million for the ad. They were probably...
No.
Yes. So that's why they were probably like, Mariah, you have to eat it. We're paying you this much. And did you see what she does? She's fighting over the bag of pigs in a blanket flavored chips or crisps.
That sounds nasty.
I know. With a man dressed as one of Santa's elves. They tug back and forth until Mariah hits her high note, forcing the elf's hands to his ears and off the bag. The smallest of nibbles is then taken from one crisp. Like, I'm talking barely an edge. And then she gives the elf one chip and walks away before a turtle dove swoops in and snags it from him.
It's the lost bag.
I saw them first.
I don't think you did.
I think I did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was a baby bite. Not even. I can't believe she made $11 million on one commercial, which, okay, for Walkers,
yeah.
Which I think is just Lay's, right? But like each country might
probably
have their own.
Yeah, variation of what
yeah.
they call it.
Wow.
I know. She should have given the elf the whole bag, especially if she's just going to take a corner and then she's got all that money. Whatever. That's the last time we saw her eat a morsel. Could you imagine if her McDonald's ad had taken the approach that Paris Hilton took for Carl's Jr.?
I knew you were going
to
say that.
I would like to see it.
Oh my gosh. That like broke the, what?
It broke
that
the.
Broke the grapevine. Like really though, like that commercial.
Yeah. Did a lot. That's
like, it was so polarizing. Like some people were like really like slut shaming her and looking down on her, and the other half was like, oh my gosh,
give
this
it.
Is so risque
give
for
it.
Like public TV commercial.
I was in the latter.
Me too. I thought it was great. I was like, this is glamour. Mariah Carey would look great, but do you think she would get in that position or those positions? Do you
I
think
don't.
That she would pick up something to wash a car?
Yeah, she did it for Snoop Dogg in the Heartbreaker Remix video.
Oh.
But I don't know if she'd hold a burger. Mm. That's the thing.
Maybe a drink. She'd hold a drink.
I just hope Mariah never does a commercial for Activia or something that has to do with Shadoodle. Because I'm not here for that. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, love her, but come on. Put the yogurt down.
That's like maybe when she's in her 60s.
I don't know.
70s?
I don't know.
60s are not that far for her.
Okay, not so loud.
Well, whatever. That kind of begs the question. It's worth reflecting on. Like, what is she going to... Like, what is her the next version of her identity going to be?
I don't
like,
know, but I don't...
promotions and
I hope
brand
it's
deals
not.
Have been a huge part of her career. Like, there's got to be some shift as she gets older.
Yeah, I just hope that it's not anything to do with regularities or adult...
irregularities.
Exactly. Incontinence. The closest to Shadoodle that Mariah's ever been is that time that she was in those Macy's commercials with Donald Trump. Those were the good old days when he was just that douchebag on TV with stupid hair. So these Macy's commercials were cool because they had a ton of different people in them all at once that you would never think to see interact. Jessica Simpson, Carlos Santana, Queen Latifah, that chef Emeril, bam!
Yeah.
All sitting at a table with Mariah and the dump truck.
I can't believe this is the first time I've ever seen this. Like, I can't remember a time where that many different types of celebrities were in one place, right, at one table.
It's really amazing that they got so many celebrities together, and it's fun. You know, you sit there and you listen to Martha Stewart talking about drinks she makes and Usher having a conversation, and so it is almost like having a dinner party.
Those are really creative commercials. I like it, except for the inclusion of Donald Trump, right, of course.
The best Macy's ad starts with Gabriel Aubrey being shown around the department store like he's a new employee, because he's the newest Calvin Klein model at this time, and he passes Martha Stewart, one of my favorite felons, because I have several. And by the way, talk about being in a bag. Martha is a wild one. This lady is down with the bitches. My girl Martha has the Chardonnay. She's got the CBD gummies, and she's the face of those Bic lighters with Snoop that are specially shaped to help you light your candles.
Really?
Yeah.
Bomb. I didn't know that she was involved in that. I knew about her relationship with Snoop Dogg and like their cute friendship, but I had no idea there was some brand deal involved.
Mm-hmm. Huh. But anyways, back to Macy's we go. Martha's in the section with the dishes and all the home shit because, you know, Martha Stewart living. And Mariah's working the perfume counter. Hello, where do you buy M by Mariah Carey? Macy's. And when Gabriel gets to his department, he turns around and sees Martha, Mariah, all the other women shoppers gawking at him. And of course, Dump Truck is glaring, jealous of the attention.
So very shallow.
Sorry, Stub, not interested. And I speak for all of us here.
Yeah, he really did bring the energy down, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a buzzkill in the version with Mariah and Santana just vibing with some shoes and perfume also. And he's got to come through with the bullshit, saying something about his ties don't need music.
I always said shoes are like women. They inspire beautiful music.
What about these?
Stilettos sound like this.
What does my fragrance inspire?
That's got soul. My ties are beautiful. They don't need music.
Bringing the stars together, that's the magic of Macy's.
Was this the time where The Apprentice was huge?
Yep.
I used like the perfect annoying word for that.
Huge.
That makes sense. I was thinking, like, at what point was he at the caliber of these A-listers,
like, yeah,
to be in a commercial? Probably for one peak year, and this is when he got the commercials.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm trying to think of any others, if there's any that I forgot. Let me check my list here that I made. I marked some of them, like those stupid card packs that she sold last Christmas, as scam likely. Because, well, I figured we wouldn't cover those, and it's always safe to beware of scammers. Not that our Mimi would ever purposely scam her lambs, but just here, check out this website for this skincare brand, Premier Dead Sea Beauty, that Mariah did a partnership with in 2017. The commercial is 2017 Mariah doing what 2017 Mariah does best, laying down and flipping her hair. The product, out of stock now, what a surprise, was a $1,500 mask set, anti-aging, 24 karat gold. It says Cleopatra herself was known to use gold to give her skin a healthy, radiant appearance. So why shouldn't Mariah? She spray tanned herself with 24 karat gold every night before going on stage during her Adventures of Mimi tour. So I see the connection here, but this has Stella written all over it, if you ask me.
This is 100% the type of brand that is at malls with kiosks, and they like loop you in by showing you this product that
a is a miracle.
It's like a miracle product, but really, like, there's like silicones and stuff in it that make your skin like just look smoother right away. So you're like, oh my god, it's working already. And then they like take you up to the actual store where they sit you down and make you buy $1,000 worth of stuff, but on sale for $500 only for you.
Right. Scam.
It is scam. It's more than scam likely. It is scam
guaranteed.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Scam guaranteed. I can't believe she did it. This picture literally has like, it's like the most cheesy looking packaging. It's just a picture of her on the box. Uh-huh. Like, not related to the skincare at all.
Nope. Okay, but another one that screams Stellarella, steal Mimi's money, Bo Bella, was Hostel World. And honestly, I know we've had our differences, Stella, but this one was magnifico. One of my favorite moments of your era with Mimi. So on behalf of the lamps, thank you. But just for this, I don't know where these ads ran, but what an investment. For both the creators of this commercial and also the viewer, there's a full-on director's cut and it's worth 3.5 minutes. It starts with hostel staff frantically trying to prepare for the arrival of one Mariah Carey. Like, she's booked the place 5 minutes before arriving.
Richard?
Hola, Rita.
Mariah Carey, he's coming.
Mariah Carey? Who's Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Off of Christmas?
Yes, yes.
She's not coming here.
Yes, she is.
When?
She's here. Right now. Come.
Oh.
Mariah Carey is coming.
Before we go any further, I just want to say Mariah did a commercial for AT&T back in 2009 with a similar storyline. The front desk guy is racing around trying to make everything perfect before she arrives, and then he turns around and she's there winking at him or blowing him a kiss or whatever. Different mood for the hostel, though. Mariah does not stay in a hostel.
Hostel?
Yep. Hostel, like it says on the wall.
She's proper fuming. Her entourage is shown to their room, which is full of bunk beds with a girl already in one of the top bunks. And Mariah gets into the small elevator with a shirtless man brushing his teeth, and she is utterly disgusted. And then when she's sitting in the lounge area waiting for her people to come get her, another man tries to hit on her. Again, utter disgust.
I'm not quite sure who you think you're talking to.
Then she's finally shown to her room, where surprisingly there's a private bathroom. I've only stayed in a hostel once, and it was just for one night in Germany, and there was no private bathroom. Anyway, the man showing them to their rooms then informs them that there's a bar, and here's where it gets weird. Mariah's assistant is shown giving the DJ a record, and fantasy begins to play. Mariah comes out in full makeup in a glittery gown, holding a white dove.
Yeah, there was doves in the chip commercial too.
Yeah, there was.
Is there some symbolism here that
I don't know?
Is she part of Illuminati?
Maybe that's what it is. Uncovered next week on the Me and Mariah podcast. Well, anyways, two of the assistants are holding fans to blow her hair, like the kind of fans you'd see in your grandma's spare room.
Oh my God, I was gonna say like my childhood fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it has like the buttons that
yes!
you press that like go down.
0 through 3.
Yeah, and just click.
Click.
And, oh my gosh, it was, yeah, that scene was really funny actually.
And the slogan is even divas are believers. But what are we believing? That we too can stay in a hostel at a moment's notice? That's what I'm believing. But I don't think I want to without a private bathroom.
I need a beautifully appointed private room in a hotel.
Yeah, I've experienced both. There's pros and cons. But this commercial, like, oh my gosh, the production value was way higher than I would expect for a hostel commercial.
Right.
Honestly, it was like a little mini indie film, basically, like yeah. start to finish, beginning, middle and end.
Something you see at Sundance.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, shorts. It's just not highly believable that Mariah would step foot in a hostel
Never.
Of any kind mm-hmm. with a private bedroom, bathroom
Doesn't
or
matter.
Not. Doesn't
yeah,
matter.
No.
So this was clearly like, okay, you're doing this for the brand deal, not because you truly support it. But she did make hostels look pretty damn good.
Well, that's all I've got for this week.
That was so fun. I feel like when I watch the Super Bowl, the commercials are my favorite part. So that was just like
full Super Bowl of commercials. Mariah
yeah,
flavored.
Like all the best parts. I just love commercials.
Yeah.
So that was really fun to dive into. Quite a long history.
Yeah, she's got a lot.
Yeah.
Lambs, if there's anything that I've left out or anything else that you want to hear us talk about, please let us know. You can leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app or on Audible. And you can always give us a call or text us at 857-626-4552.
Yeah. What was your favorite ad? We want to know. Like there might be some that we didn't even cover.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean,
that's why I'm like, you got to let us know if we missed anything
yeah,
because this is my
I
head
know
is
your
spinning.
Fave.
Oh, and before we go, I forgot to tell you, Nick Cannon's talk show was canceled last week, just 6 months in.
I was going to ask, when did it start?
Yeah, it's been a
that's
roller coaster 6 months.
Short run.
Sharing the loss of one of his babies, the baby shower of his next baby, even all the publicity from that time that his cannon was showing through his pants.
Oh.
Wasn't enough to hold an audience, I guess.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I know. We should probably go take that visit to Wild N' Out Barcade soon before it's, you know, canceled too.
I know. We're going to go soon. And we'll tell you all about it
right
before before they turn the lights off.
Well, we'll be back next week with more Mariah fun and festivities. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.